Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Greetings, I'm Bernard.
And I'm Magenta. You might know us from such hit podcasts as Madame Magenta, Sonus Mystica.
Horror Anthology Magenta Presents.
Or Season 3 of Mockery Manor.
We're everywhere.
And we're spreading faster than an STD in an old folks' home, because now we have a brand new podcast. Wham!
Wham! It's a fun acronym that stands for We Have a Movie.
Oh, it's not just an acronym, Bernard.
It's not?
It's a chat podcast where we invent smash hit Hollywood movies based on popular toys.
If you like the Barbie movie and you want to see similar treatments of your favourite childhood toys, I'll wager you'll like Wham! With episodes on Polly Pocket, Rubik's Cube, Game Boy, Strawberry Shortcake,
Furby, Connect Four, and lots of other nostalgia bait. But it's not just for adults who still like toys. It's a podcast for anyone who loves Hollywood tropes and comedy.
And quantum mechanics.
And BDSM.
Wham! Has something for everyone, but is still specifically about movies.
That's Wham! W-H-A-M. You know, like when Batman punches someone.
Yes.
Adam West. That Batman.
Exactly.
Not the Christopher Nolan one.
No.
Download it anywhere you listen to podcasts. That's what the world needs, another movie podcast.
Was that clear? Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned quantum mechanics.
Alright, Eiffel, get in position. Don't go weapons free unless I tell you, but be ready for anything. If a tap dancing dinosaur steps out of that pod, I don't want to hear you so much as blink.
I'll set the Barney sensors to maximum prejudice, sir.
This is a crisis situation, so you're going to take this as seriously as you possibly can.
Quick cue. Why are we gearing up like we're about to hit the OK Corral? If that really is Captain Lovelace, shouldn't we be getting ready to break bread with the space cavalry?
That's an enormous if. And we're not taking any risks, at least not until—
Whoa, stop right there!
Back away. Back away right now.
Uh-uh. Not until you lower that gun. Drop it now.
Back away and let me through.
Not how it works. Nobody comes into my station pointing a gun at my crew. So hand it over or turn the hell around.
I'm not just surrendering to
any— Hey, easy. Let's all count to 10 before anybody starts asking if anybody else is feeling lucky, okay?
Who the hell are you?
Doug Eiffel, comms officer. Big fan. Let's talk. Sirs, please. We're all friendlies here, so let's just—
What happened when the blue ship and the red ship collided?
Gesundheit?
Blue ship, red ship, collided. What happened?
I'm really not sure what—
Both crews were marooned. He's not command level. He never got the authentication codes. Confirmation. Victor Uniform Lima,
Charlie Alpha November. It really is the Hephaestus?
It is. I'm Lieutenant Commander Renee Minkowski. Your successor.
How?
That's a really interesting story, which we can totally get into. Right after a tiny bit of disarmament.
Take it. How?
There you go. Isn't that much— Wait. The clip is empty. What's the point of carrying an empty gun?
How? How did you bring me back here? Why did you bring me back here?
Welcome to Wolf 359. run and hide. Because by the time I'm done with you, you will feel more helpless and more alone than all the innocent people you've ever hurt. See you soon.
You actually found these.
A bit too late. We still got to find out about Command's turn to the dark side the hard way.
But that's all you heard?
Just those six logs, plus the SOS you hardwired into the AUX system.
So, if you'll forgive my bluntness, Captain, I think we need to know. What happened after that last recording?
I suppose you've gathered the basics. My team had been constructing a vessel to get off this station and return to Earth.
How?
Trial and error. We cannibalized the station's infrastructure. For the first 100 days, it seemed completely impossible. Then it seemed mostly impossible. The main problem was always power. We didn't have anything strong enough to get us out of the star system. But Fourier, one of our astrophysicists, finally cracked it. She figured out how to rewire the core from one of the station's VX-3s into the ship.
She what?
I'm gathering that's impressive.
She rewired one of the nuclear reactors from the ship's number one engine. That's...
playing with atomic dynamite?
Nobody said deep space travel would be safe. But she got it to work. And 12 hours later, she vanished. One of the members of my team, our medical officer, Dr. Selberg, was secretly working against us, picking off my crew.
How did you find out it was him?
Luck. Process of elimination. Desperation. He got sloppier at the end. Fourier disappeared the day after she got the engine to work, and then our AI lost power right when we were going to start our final system calibrations. It felt like someone didn't want us leaving the station. I wish I could say that I started thinking straight when he and I were the only ones left, but I was so paranoid by that point, I think I would have turned on anyone who was with me.
You attacked him?
Best defense. I figured it was just a matter of time before he tried to kill me. So I incapacitated him and I ran. I got on the ship we'd constructed and left him behind. Not my proudest moment.
So you had a spaceship, and it worked. Why are you back here?
You think I did that on purpose? As soon as I was clear from the station's perimeter, I programmed the navigation computer on a course back to Earth. I put myself into cryosleep, set the system to wake me up when we arrived. And it did exactly that, only when I came out of cryo, I wasn't back in the solar system, I was back here. With the engines going critical and just enough power to limp into your docking bay.
Why would your ship pull a U-turn like that?
I was hoping you two might be able to shed some light on that.
Captain, we had no idea you were even out there.
And even then, I mean, overriding a ship's navigation mid-travel? We don't have the hardware for that kind of party trick.
Then what the hell happened to me?
Well, maybe you did make it back to Earth, but Command intercepted the vessel before life support woke you up. Sending you back does sound like Cutter's idea of a joke.
Or maybe your ship was sabotaged. Someone placed a program in the computer to make sure you ended up back here?
Maybes aren't going to cut it here. I need answers.
This is still the Hephaestus, so those are kind of in short supply. But let's see what we can do. Hera? Can you interface with the ship's nav computer?
It'll take some time for my system to sync with the directory, but I might be able to access the navigation log.
Get that conversation started. Let's see if we can figure out where the good captain's wonkavator got turned around.
Roger that.
Hera?
Census Unit 200 Series. She's the Hephaestus mother program.
We had a mother program.
Rhea, she was a technological predecessor of Hera's.
She was a friend.
We'll help you figure this out, but we're going to need a little bit of time.
All right. So, what happened to you? What do you mean that you found out about Command the hard way?
Before we go over that, Captain, there's something you should see.
Minkowski, how may I be of assistance today? Are you still trying to eliminate Specimen 34?
I'm here to give you one last chance.
Oh? At what?
What happened to Captain Lovelace? How did the first Hephaestus mission end?
We have been over this many times.
And we're gonna go over it one more time. What happened
is to... Is this some sort of obscure interrogation technique? Her ship malfunctioned and she fell into the star.
Final answer?
Yes, for the last time. Captain Lovelace is...
I'm sorry, Dr. Selberg. What, were you just lying?
No. You. No. No, not you. You can't be here. You can't be here.
I beg to differ.
No. This is... You did this. You and Eiffel. This is some kind of trick. Some sort of...
How about now? You still think this is a trick? Is this hand on your throat just a trick?
Please. Can't breathe.
Then stop wasting your breath.
Please, Commander. She's killing me.
You're only good to me as a source of information, and if you're just going to lie...
No, no, not lie. Never said. They said she...
They? Oh, that's interesting.
Please, I...
Don't interrupt. We're about to dazzle you with our tiny little soldiers' brains.
Whoa, easy.
We have this theory. You never even saw what happened to my ship. You got knocked unconscious in engineering, and when you woke up, I was gone. Then you called Command, and they were the ones that pieced it all together. They were the ones that told you my ship had crashed, and you never questioned it, because the thought never even occurred to your big genius brain that Command might not be telling you the truth, that they might be playing you the way they play all of us.
No, they would never...
Okay, that's enough. Lovelace, drop him!
Well, when you come up with a better theory, you let us know. In the meantime, just something for you to think about. Think about it long and hard.
Wait. Wait, please.
How's our house guest?
Fine. I've given her Hilbert's old quarters. Hera, can we institute radio silence for the next 10 minutes?
Done. You may talk freely.
How'd the interrogation go?
She went a little more bad cop than I expected. But it's really her. Hilbert ID'd her as the real Lovelace.
He's sure?
More than sure. I had never seen him like that. He was terrified.
Yeah. He's not the only one. Back up a sec. So it really is Lovelace? The Captain Lovelace?
It looks that way. Unless either one of you has a good alternate explanation.
Maybe she's some kind of, like, clone thing? Or a really good robot replica. Do we have a Voight-Kampff kit somewhere on board?
No, because those only exist in science fiction movies. Be sensible.
Oh, yeah. Because here on the Hephaestus, we only deal with sensible things, like mutant plant monsters and genetically engineered death viruses.
Is everything a joke to you?
Only things that are ridiculous, which lately, yeah, pretty much everything.
Simmer down. Look, I'm thrilled to have someone on board that can put the fear of God into Hilbert, but...
That doesn't mean there isn't something very wrong with the situation.
Like what?
Like the navigation computer on Captain Lovelace's ship. There's nothing on there. No logs, no records, nothing before 0600 hours today when life support took her out of cryo. Like the computer had never been turned on before this morning.
We just crossed over into the Twilight Zone.
That's what I'm getting at. Occam's razor. What's the more plausible explanation? That Captain Lovelace built a spaceship out of old bits of a space station, managed to fly out of the system, vanished for 3 years, and then magically turned up in the place she started out from? Or there's something else going on here. Some deranged long con that Command is playing on all of us, including Hilbert.
I'm inclined towards the latter.
So am I.
I'm not saying that there's nothing rotten in the state of Denmark, but I know a thing or two about telling lies, and nobody who was telling a lie would go with a story that weird. When something sounds this insane, it tends to be the truth.
Well, we can deliberate more thoroughly on that soon, but right now there's something more important we need to deal with.
What's bigger than the dearly departed Lovelace suddenly pulling up to our little drive-in theater?
How she got here. We now have a spaceship parked on her doorstep. For the first time in almost 2 years, we're not completely stranded. We may have a way home, one that doesn't involve Command.
You really think that tin can make it back to Earth?
It was able to dock without anything falling off of it. It might be within our power to repair it. Hera, what do you think?
I'm not really sure, Commander. The structural integrity is difficult to evaluate without some time to...
Well, let me help you do a systems check on the thing. If it can be made seaworthy, then that really is our first priority.
Yes, sir.
Commander, hold on. If we manage to MacGyver that thing enough to achieve liftoff, exactly who is going on this little road trip of yours?
Whoever we can trust. Whoever we know is not going to kill us halfway through the trip.
Really not feeling great about stranding someone in deep space just because your spidey sense is tingling. Especially if we're jacking their ride.
I would love to believe everything she's saying, Eiffel. Talk to her and find me a reason to trust her.
Aye, aye, sir. Doug, you just need some time to think about what you're gonna... Captain Lovelace. I was just looking for you.
Were you now?
I was looking for you, but I didn't expect to find you in here.
So you were looking where you didn't expect to find me.
When you say it like that, I'm either an idiot or... super zen.
You've been kind, Officer Eiffel. Let's go with the latter.
Thanks. And there's some tea. Well, really some seaweed bits and lukewarm water in Hilbert's. In your room, if you want.
Thank you.
Do you know what you're doing?
Am I tampering with a carefully arranged system?
Compromising critical work. I might have to jiggle some dials back and forth, maybe even adjust the volume. It's not a big deal or anything, but...
But I'm in your territory.
Well, I guess it's still technically your territory. Ranking captain and all that. Me sucky ass casa, eh? Sue sucky ass casa.
I actually wanted to investigate those alien transmissions Commander Minkowski mentioned. We were pretty much on radio silence for the entire mission.
Oh, well, it's not quite as simple as just turning on the receiver and button mashing. It's actually pretty tricky to find the right frequency and isolate the...
You were saying?
Well, my job just gets more and more pointful with each passing day.
So this is it.
This is it. The Dorado Constellation Mystery Symphony in all its glory.
It's strange. I thought there'd be more to it. Something special. Alien. It's just music.
Just good old radiated electromagnetic waves traveling at the speed of light. Well, it seems like you deal pretty well with strange.
Huh. I'm glad it looks that way.
That's all, folks. Thus concludes tonight's performance. There will be no encores.
What was that?
Probably just here adjusting the AC. Either that or the plant monster's on the move.
The what?
Ah. Nobody's told you about the plant monster yet?
All right, Hera. You should be able to manage all the ship systems now.
Thank you, Commander.
How's the structural scan looking?
Well, the ship is mostly made out of material components that could be extracted from the Hephaestus structure. However, there are multiple elements that I can't trace back to any of the blueprints. I guess it's possible that Goddard Futuristics updated the station design in the time between the mission iterations.
Yeah, or someone's trying to pull our leg. I'm gonna go to the back and examine the engine.
Be careful, I'm picking up radiological signatures.
That'd be the VX3 core they took from the number one engine. I can't believe they found a way to stabilize it.
I'm not sure they did, strictly speaking. The power levels have been fluctuating wildly ever since the ship came into my surface, and on top of that, there are multiple mechanical faults improperly shielded.
Hera, bottom line. Can this thing be made safe? Will it fly?
It's scrap metal that's been taped together around a nuclear reactor. I'm not sure what's keeping it together right now, and it's parked. Forget about moving at a sublight arc.
And you would recommend?
Decoupling it from the Hephaestus and letting it collide with the star. And doing so before it gives you all radiation poisoning or reacts violently.
Hera. This might be a chance for us to get home. It might be the last one we ever get.
It's an atomic hazard. The only thing that spaceship is going to do is blow up and kill us all.
Maybe, but it's too rare an opportunity to pass up. I'm not going to make any rash decisions.
Keeping it attached to the station is the rash decision, Commander.
Hera? What's wrong?
Nothing, sir.
If we left on this spaceship, you wouldn't be able to come with us, would you?
I don't know. Probably not. No. None of the memory banks on that ship are powerful enough to contain my consciousness, and the ship's cabin doesn't have the dimensions to store my central processing unit or the facilities I need to partition my ship I'd have to stay behind.
I'm sorry, Hera. I don't know what to say.
But you guys can't pass up a chance to get out of here. I know. I wouldn't ask you to. I do still mean it, though. I don't think that ship is salvageable.
Well, if this craft is too far gone, then... Hera? Am I looking at what I think I'm looking at?
One second. Adjusting my infrared scans to get a better... Oh.
Hera, get a bead on Eiffel's location. If he's alone, get him to the bridge. Otherwise, just find him. Now.
Yes, sir.
Empty man? What's an empty man?
Who knows? But that's the point. We have no clue. We're just sitting here with this countdown.
Right. And when it gets to zero,
we're all going to get eaten.
Oh, God, that's mental.
Yeah. Well, that's command for you. Always good for a nervous breakdown.
Did you mean what you said in that last log? When you get back to Earth, are you really going to go all Edmond Dantes on Cutter and the rest of command?
Them, Selberg, and everyone else that had a hand in this freak show. They took a lot of important people away from me.
Captain, I'm... Hey, Commander.
Whoa! What's going on?
Don't move. Keep your hands where I can see them. Eiffel, get away from her.
Easy, easy. Let's take deep breaths here.
Eiffel, she's dangerous. Get behind me right the hell now.
No, use your words. Why are you going Full Metal Jacket? What's happened?
Do as she says, Officer Eiffel.
Captain Lovelace, in my capacity as commanding officer of this station, I am placing you under arrest.
On what grounds?
Don't feign innocence with me.
Have you made up your mind on whether you're going to leave me behind when you steal my ship, Commander?
Hey, what? What's going on with that crazy talk? That's... Stop with the crazy. Nobody's getting left behind. Right, Commander?
You sure about that, Officer? What if I'm a clone? Or a robot?
You couldn't have heard that. The comms were off.
Tiny recorder and transmitter attached to the magazine release, set up to broadcast directly to a battery-operated radio receiver. That, Officer Eiffel, is the point of carrying an empty gun. You're going to have to do better if you want to leave me out of the loop. I invented being paranoid on this station.
Okay, fine. We did a bad thing. We should have invited you to sit at the big kid's table, but as far as we knew, you were dead, and we were kind of freaking out, okay? But nothing's happened, so let's put our guns down and talk this through.
She has a gun pointed at all of our heads. There's an explosive device wired into the core of her ship's engine. If she pulls that trigger, the Hephaestus will get blown into cosmic dust.
Did you really think I'd come back into my station without the means to defend myself?
Well, that's all over now. Hera's working to jam all transmissions between the station and your ship, and as soon as that's done, you're going to luxuriate in one of the cells on your station while we disarm that monstrosity.
And if you want to live, you'll tell your AI to stop jamming. Now.
Why?
Because of this.
What's that?
Insurance. Dead man switch connected to a heart rate monitor. It constantly broadcasts a signal to the bomb on my ship's engine. If that signal stops, it will detonate. If my heart stops, it will detonate. My heart speeds up too much. Kaboom. So, unless you want to put us all out of our misery in the next 30 seconds, you're going to stop trying to be clever and put your gun down.
No. You'd be killing yourself. I don't buy it.
Then you've never been as scared as I have.
And what exactly do you plan to do with all this mutually assured destruction?
Do? Officer Eiffel, I'm going to do exactly what you wanted me to. I'm going to prove that I'm the real Captain Lovelace and that I am not working for command, but I'm done waiting for you to make up your mind and trust. trust me, we're going to be doing things a little differently now. There's a new sheriff in town, and I'm not taking suggestions, complaints, or objections. Here's what we're going to do. You are going to help me restore my ship's flight capabilities. We are going to do whatever it takes to make that happen. When it's ready, we are all getting off this station and going back to Earth. Oh, and one more thing. As we go, we're going to set off explosive charges and blow this station to Kingdom Come. We're going to make sure that no one sets foot on this station ever again. Anything else happens, and we all—
I think that you're done threatening us.
And I am not in a place where I care about what you think, Commander. But one way or another, whatever game Command is playing with this station is over. Welcome to my Cold War, kids. Fasten your seatbelts, stay out of the way, and don't try me. Any questions?
Wolf 359 will return on September 7th. This has been Wolf 359, written and directed by Gabriel Urbina. The roles of Eiffel and Hilbert were played by Zach Valenti. The role of Minkowski was played by Emma Shisharko. The role of Hera was played by Michaela Sui. And the role of Lovelace was played by Cecilia Lynn Jacobs. Original music by Alan Rohde, and audio recording by Jared Paul. Tonight's space transmission was The Introduction in Rondo Capriccioso in A Minor by Camille Saint-Saëns. If you enjoyed tonight's episode, please consider leaving a review on our iTunes page. Visit us at wolf359.fm to get full episodes and extras, or follow us on Twitter at wolf359radio for more information on our show.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
So this is the end of the world. Pretty weird, right? I'm Hannah. I'm sure you've probably noticed by now. I'm a zombie. Might even be the last one.
From the creator of Redman Born and Cybernautica.
I can't exactly control most of the things zombie me does. I'm basically what amounts to a backseat driver in my own body. You learn to kind of just go with it after a while, I think. Like, do I feel bad for eating a family of four when I was new? You bet. Not exactly my favorite memory.
Hannah is living her best unlife, while unknowingly being on a crash course with Callie, an explorer desperately seeking to leave her mark on an American wasteland that seems to be all out of new discoveries.
Oh, one might say that it's the comics that got me into this, but between you and me, I'm gonna blame the McSodas. No sense in ruining everything I like in one day.
Together, this unlikely pair team up against the dangers of post-apocalyptia.
Okay. This thing is not playing around head on. Shit, incoming!
Sometimes I miss the old days. Killing zombies for upstart communities, now that was a lot more simple. A lot more ethical, too. Wouldn't you say so? Don't you think it's a little more ethical to kill a zombie than just some stranger on the road?
Panapocalypse, a story about love, death, and robots. Just not the next guy.